Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is Bagel Tech Media, episode number 33 for January 12th, 2011. Hackers in your TV. Hello, welcome to your midweek edition of Bagel Tech Media. I'm Kyle Swagger. Great to have you on board for yet another installment of the Bagel Tech Media podcast. And hope everybody had a great weekend. We got CES. It's done. It's over with. We about got rid of all the tablets in the entire world. Thank God. I just couldn't believe all the tablets. So many. I've never seen so many in my life. You know, they were saying this is the year of the tablet, right? It's funny because I ran over an article at PC World. I actually tweeted this out. It was actually 2010 was also the year of the tablet. So for 2 years, it's been the years of the tablet. Oh, well, I don't want to talk about tablets. I want to talk about what's going on in media technology. But before I do that, I got to let you know, Bagel Tech Media is part of the Bagel Tech Network. Got our network website over there at BagelTechNews.com. Links to all the shows are over there. We at Droid, Raid Show, The Daily News Show, of course, The Media Show, and we've got The Mac Show, for all you Apple fanatics out there, The Mac Show is coming this week. It's going to be this Friday, and really, really looking forward to it. We got a really great panel. I think Will Green's going to be on there. Don McAllister's going to be on there. Myself and Ewan Rankin got a good Mac Show coming up for you this week. Our first one, I know it's been a long time coming. We're going to be getting to it very, very soon. Also, we're all also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network as well at techpodcast.com. You can also find the video version of the Bagel Tech Media Show at over at techpodcast.tv. So, as I always say, without further ado, let's get into what's happening in media technology news. All right, first item up for bids. No, it's not for bids. Kidding. Sounds like The Price is Right, doesn't it? Disney and Yahoo looking to do some TV widgets. Now, CES, you know, was the year of the tablet, also the year of the app, or at least I'm calling, kind of saying that, the year of the app on the television. I mean, LG was coming out with them, Samsung was coming out with them, and what this essentially is, it's Yahoo Internet TV, and it's a widget for Yahoo Internet-powered televisions. And when I say Disney, I'm talking ESPN, I'm talking ABC, I'm talking all the Disney networks. And my main concern about this is, why Yahoo? Yahoo's not something we ever talk about. Do we ever talk about Yahoo? I don't know why they're wanting to strike a deal with Yahoo Internet TV. Now, what is good about this? It's going to be exclusive. Well, I guess you could say this is kind of the bad part. It's going to be exclusive to Yahoo Internet TV embedded sets, but it's going to be free. That's the good part. It's going to be free. Should be free. My God, you already paid you already paid a lot of money for the TV set, so it should be free. But I don't know if this is the right direction or not. I don't think Yahoo, honestly, is the right direction. I mean, you can email me, bageltechmedia@gmail.com, let me know if I'm wrong on this thing. But, you know, this is something we're going to be seeing a lot this year. We're going to be seeing a lot of internet-embedded content televisions, I think more so in the app place, not so much the widget, but this, in a sense, is kind of along the same lines here. You know, there's also other talks this week. Reuters, we're hearing about News Corp is in talks to do something like this with web TV companies to incorporate all their content. Of course, News Corp is the giant Murdoch company, you know, Fox, Fox News, Fox, Foxy Fox, who knows? But from what we're seeing, you know, that is something the networks are really wanting to get involved with this year in 2011. The year of the app, definitely for sure, on your internet TV devices. So look out for this. Now, this is, of course, down low, bit rumor mill right now, but I think we're going to be seeing this tie up with Disney and Yahoo very, very soon. On now with a bit of sad news. Actually, I'm kind of not happy about this news. If you remember VLC coming to the iPhone, and then it made its way onto the iPad. You remember the jump for joy? Oh boy, yes, finally open source. It's made its way in. Well, it's made its way out now. Kind of a bit of sad news, really. Because VLC, in case you're not familiar with it, most of you that listen to this podcast probably know what VLC is. But VLC is an open source multimedia player. Throw anything at it, it plays it. Absolutely fantastic. Now, given that it was a little bit buggy on the Apple Store on iTunes, and you know, it didn't work great from time to time. Sometimes it'd crash. Yeah, it did have its issues. It was free though. And a lot of times it did work. It did play back the codecs that just like your regular VLC player was. Making me think that that's the reason why that it's being taken out of the App Store. Now, Apple's not really saying they're forcing them out. VLC's kind of staying a bit quiet on the issue. I'm going to go with the whole content providers not happy, want everything DRM to death. And again, you get affected as a consumer. Yeah, you know, you're thinking, oh, no, I didn't get it. Well, if you didn't get it, you're too late. If you did get it, good on you. I still got mine. So hopefully we're going to be able to keep a backup of it. I don't know. I don't know how these things work once one app disappears. I've never had an app so far that's disappeared. This one has. So I guess if you got it, use it, enjoy it. If you don't, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. On now with this is kind of an internet TV kind of day, actually, on Bageltech Media. Something to actually be very, very concerned about. Security researchers discovered some major security flaws with our internet-connected TVs. Now, if you got a TV right now that's connected right into the internet, chances are this thing is probably connected via your home network. So, this being said, letting hijackers basically come in via either a DNS or DHCP server, sort of a rogue DHPC server, and it's letting them get into the system and basically take full control over your TV. And I know you think, well, what's the worst could they do? So start changing channels or possibly grabbing some of my, TiVo content, who knows, whatever's sort of connected within one another. The main thing to be concerned about is if it is on your home network, then they've got access to your entire home network. What are the TV manufacturers doing about it? Nothing. They're not doing anything about it. They haven't said it's like, what? They're sitting there seriously going, what? There's hackers in TVs? Well, that can't be. They're nothing on TVs. Well, TVs are getting that way, and hackers are there, and it is a gateway right into your home network. So be careful. Make sure at least you've got your home router fully secured. You've got the firewall going on the thing, and from what we've seen, it is pretty much enough to keep the bad guys out. But come on. I mean, we're talking Philips. We're talking Samsung. We're talking LG. We're talking Vizio. We're talking Sony. So many. They're saying most of the best-selling brands of internet-connected TVs have this problem. So beware, get secure, and and pray that the manufacturers actually do something about this. I can't believe they're just saying,
well, I don't know what to do.
Gosh, you pay $1,000, $2,000 for a TV. They should know what to do, right? That's how I feel. On now with more media tech news, something we actually touched on last week about the Library of Congress, getting into the whole, you're getting in the streaming groove, man. They're loving the streaming groove, man. And what's really cool about this is Universal's also on board with the streaming groove, man. And they've allowed the Library of Congress, they've actually donated 200,000 master recordings to the Library of Congress. For basically to digitize them, to catalog them and digitize them and to stream them to the world for free. Now, you're going to be seeing this in a few months. I mean, we're talking classic acts like Louis Armstrong. You're talking Billie Holiday. All of these classic songs. Now, I know you're thinking, well, public domain, right? Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much why this is happening. Don't look for the Beatles to be there anytime soon. In fact, look for that probably to be extended. We've heard that for many, many times. You know, Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin, all these classic bands. But we are going to be getting this. And, you know, I was touching on the Library of Congress like we, well, they want to be able to take, you know, the movie database that they have over there. The International Film Registry, I believe what it's called, and be able to stream whatever they feel that's, you know, fitting, you know, to be on that server, to be streaming, you know, whatever classic films there are. Now, that's going to be a bigger struggle than this. They're two totally separate things, but this one is a go. Universal gave it its blessing, and all I can say is, woohoo, Sounds really good. They're saying about 2 to 3 months from now, possibly sooner, but I think they're in the process of getting 200,000 master recordings digitized. So look for this soon. I like this. I like this. Thank you. U.S. Library of Congress and Universal all the more. Lovely. Of course, you didn't really have a choice, did you? Public domain. Ha, ha, ha. Public domain. Our last bit of media tech news. Let's take you back. Take you back to 2001. 10 years ago, January 9th to be a fact, iTunes turns 10 years old. And this is the primitive iTunes. This is before iTunes, you got on there and said, yeah, 99 cents, man. No. These were the days when Steve Jobs was talking about you take your CD, you put it in the tray, and you make it MP3. I even watched the keynote. I actually seen this over at gizmodo.com. And they have actually the keynote up for iTunes over there. Steve Jobs talking about put your CD in and make an MP3. Make an MP3 of it. Steve Jobs actually said this. It was unbelievable. Can you believe that iTunes is 10 years old? Where would we be now without this platform? I mean, you really have to sit there and think about yourself. Apple has been very innovative. I mean, they really have. I'm not the biggest fanboy in the world, you know. I like Apple products. I don't even know if I consider myself a fanboy, but if you take a look at just how much our lives have changed over the last 10 years when it comes to media consumption, Apple's been there. They did it with iTunes, and they integrated the store with iTunes. They did it with the iPod. They've done it with the phones. They've done it with the iPad. Maybe this year will be the year for the television. I would say ITV, but That's kind of already there, isn't it? So, well, they don't, not truly though. ITV isn't there. Apple TV's there. So, I don't know. It could be the year of the Apple TV. Although I must say, iTunes, we love you, even though you're still very bloated. Very, very bloated. 10 years later. Well, that's going to wrap up your midweek edition of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and download the podcast. And if it's your first time tuning in, hey, thanks for checking us out. I encourage you, please get subscribed. It's very simple to do. Just head on over to bageltechmedia.com for that. Now, that site is actually, you need to click on that link right now. We're still trying to get that redirected to our new show page at the Bagel Tech Network site. But just click on that, take you right there. You can subscribe to the audio or video edition of the podcast. We're also available on iTunes. We're also at the Zune Marketplace as well. And the video is really strung out all over the place. I mean, you can find it, like I said, techpodcast.tv. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us at blip.tv. You can find us at Vimeo. We're all over the place. We're on the Boxy. We're on the Roku. So wherever it's most convenient for you, just get subscribed and you can tune into Bagel Tech Media twice a week. We do it every Wednesday and every Saturday for you. Also, I want to mention UK2.net. Without them, nothing. Everything you're hearing right now and seeing right now is not possible without UK2.net. They are our web hosting, our bandwidth provider. They really take care of us over there. And without them, none of this would be possible. Head on over to bageltechnews.com right now for that. You're going to see their little emblem there. Click on the UK2.net if you're looking for reliable web hosting. Some great, great pricing really over there. They're the place to do it. Really great folks over there, UK2.net. Also, I want to thank the folks at Large Software as well. MakeMyPCNew.com for that. POD2 is our code. Special bundle deal on password management and PC tune-up software. Large Software, great folks. Been supporting Bagel Tech Media for a very long time now. Again, that's MakeMyPCNew.com. POD2 is our code. Also, get a hold of Bagel Tech Media. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also find me on Twitter at Twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And email us. It's never out of the question. I love to get it. I just answered a bunch just before actually recording this show. It's at BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'll see you back here on Saturday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.